Okay, so number five, I had to take a little, I took a little bathroom break, so I paused, and I'm just going to pick up where I left off, because like I said before, I'm not the editing type. It generally goes very poorly for me, so we're going to just continue. All right, here we go. I was on number five, which is... Oh, man. I'm the worst. I'm the worst audio recorder ever. Okay. Oh, man. This is such a good question, though. Would you... Okay, number five. Would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with a frozen Anna impersonator? They never break character. Or a constipated clown. So I mentioned before, I hate clowns. I feel like it's such a basic or, basic, but also just kind of like an irregular fear. Like, why? Like, why are people afraid of clowns? I don't really understand it, but I am. They freak me out. I don't understand that. I guess for me, I had a clown, I had a lot of music boxes growing up. My mom would buy me a music box every year for my birthday. It was kind of a tradition with us till I was like maybe 15. Excuse me. and I had this one. It was a clown. It was like your stereotypical like party clown. It wasn't like menacing really in any way, but it was just a clown on a like rounded base. And when you twisted it, it would play a song and the whole bass would turn around. So the clown would turn around. I don't remember the song, to be honest with you. That never really, like, affected me in any way. Not the song. It was just the fact that I would wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and this fucking clown music box would play by itself. I swear to you, I know it sounds unrealistic. It sounds really weird and crazy, but... I had a lot of music boxes, and this one, for some reason, I don't know if it got stuck or the mechanics didn't work, but it would play just randomly, like in the middle of the night. It just would start playing itself, and it always freaked me out. So now, when I see clowns, I have this weird dichotomy of, like, oh, I feel like you should be so endearing and like, yeah, you do fun, cool stuff, or maybe they're mime clowns and like, they're just, I don't know, I want to like them, but something about them just freaks me out. Anyway, so yeah, so Anna impersonator, hands down, this is like a, wow. I want to vow to myself to stop apologizing for anything on here. Why am I saying sorry to you? You don't even know me. I'm saying sorry for my own answers. Like, I'm sorry, I feel this way. No, bullshit. Fuck that. So, hands down, Anna impersonator. I actually have a really, like, heavy obsession with that movie. The Do You Want to Build a Snowman song in particular. Something about the melody is just extremely catchy to me. It's always stuck with me. I took my niece to see this movie in theaters years ago, whenever it first came out. And ever since then, honestly, I've just love that song. I really love the idea and the concept of the sisterhood between Anna and Elsa, how they have their differences, but ultimately they support each other, and their love for each other is what saves them both in the end. You know, Anna ends up actually frozen, and Elsa's kind of, they save each other. It's really beautiful. I think it's great. I have this weird sort of habit where, even since I was little, I just kind of, like, improvise songs while I'm doing tasks. Like, how I was saying before, I get really bored when I'm, like, doing the dishes. So, like, I'll sing a song about it sometimes. Generally, it's just in my head. But if I'm alone and kind of feeling like adventurous. I'll sing it out loud, but I can't tell you how many songs in the past couple of years, like ever since the Frozen movie came out, really, like how many songs I've written in the style of Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Like, it's such a catchy melody that whenever I just make up a song off the top of my head about stupid shit, it ends up being that melody. Do you want to build a snowman? Like, it's just so catchy. I don't know, it's so stupid to me, but I do it all the time. I'm gonna tell you this, even though I should stop rambling about this question and move on, but I live in, the northwest suburbs. Okay, whatever, guys. I live in Illinois. I'm a huge Chicago Cubs fan, have been ever since I was little. They just won the World Series last year for the first time in 108 years, so fucking big deal, okay? Like, kudos. I love baseball. It's my all-time favorite sport. I played softball for, like, 15 years when I was younger. So I wrote a song, actually, for my niece, who's also a diehard Cubs fan because she takes after her auntie. So I wrote her a song that was, I don't even remember it. It was just like a riff. Like, we were talking on Facebook. She posted something about one of our first base players, Anthony Rizzo, who she loves and thinks is just the cutest thing on earth, which he is. He has the best smile. So yay baseball, but I can't believe I just said that. So she posted this thing, and it was winter time, and I was like in a really silly mood, so I wrote her a song. Like, I wrote a song to her, and it was basically like, do you want to build a baseball, which sounds so stupid, but it was really fun, and it made her laugh, so that was great. I don't know where I was going with this. Basically, my answer is Frozen Anna impersonator. I don't care if she never breaks character. I don't care whether she's, like, the 5-year-old version of Anna or, like, the adult. Now that they're adults, I don't know how old they are when they're grown up. Anna's probably, like, 16. I mean, she looks like she's in her 20s, but it's Disney, so do we ever really know? I don't know. Actually, I saw a post, like, not that long ago that was, like, what would the Disney princesses look like today? So, like, The Little Mermaid, my all-time favorite Disney quote-unquote princess, Ariel, she was, they say she, like, oh, she was born or whatever. No, she was created in 1989, and as far as whoever wrote this post knows, and whoever, anyone knows, really, she was, I think they said she was 16 at the time, so she would be et cetera, age now. Anyway, how do you really know that? Who says that? Like, who releases that information? I don't know. Moving on. Oh, okay. Number 6 with, what? All right. Anna all the way. I do feel, though, like, she would at some point be like, let's get off this island, I'm gonna build us a boat, and we're gonna escape, and I'd say, no, bitch, like, I'm not getting in the ocean with you, especially if your parents died on a fucking boating accident, boating, whatever, yeah, ship, I guess they called them ships, isn't it? Ship accident, they got swallowed by the sea, why would I go on a raft with you that you made out of resources that you found on this island? No! You go. Send help. I'll be here. Alright. Number 6. With the exception of the computer, what can you hear? Well, I hear the playlist I'm playing, which is Kalani's Sweet Sexy Savage album. I'm totally pimping her out now. Like, her out right now. Like, go listen to her. It's great. It really is a good album. I really like it. That's all. Everything else is silent, other than my occasional sniffling and throat clearing, which I hope doesn't bother you guys too much. Number 7. If you were in a serious long-distance relationship and you got to the point where you wanted to live together, what person would have to move? Man, that's a tough question. I forgive me, Kiki, but I don't really like the way that it's worded. I mean, like, what person would have to move? Nobody really has to move. It's kind of just, I feel like if you're in a partnership, if you're in a relationship, especially with someone who lives that far away, far enough away where someone has to move for you guys to be together, it's kind of just whoever's in a better position to make that move. Actually, a few years ago, more than a few, I was like in my early 20s, like 19, 20, 21. I had a long distance relationship with someone who lived, like I said, I live in the Midwest. He lived on the East Coast. So we were only an hour time difference. It was like a 2 to 3 hour plane ride. So not that crazy of a distance, but we did get to a point where we talked about we want to be together. Like, what do we need to do to make this happen? What's the best move? And at that point in time, it was him coming here to me. You know, he would leave his, that's how it is though. He would leave his life and his family and he would come here because of the situation that I was in at the time. I was still in school. I was, and really still am, a big part of my family environment. I help my grandparents out. Like, I have young nieces and nephews who I just really want to see grow up, and I want to be around for that. But yeah, I just really think it's kind of depends on the situation. You know, of the two people in the relationship, one of you may have a more invested career. You may be more invested in your career. One may be more in tune or invested in their family. It's just kind of just whatever. It's a sacrifice either way. So I feel like whoever is making the lesser sacrifice needs to make it. I don't feel like it's fair to ask the other person to sacrifice more than you're willing to. Maybe that doesn't make sense. Maybe I shouldn't have worded that way. But I feel like there are circumstances where it would be appropriate for one or the other. So it just kind of depends on what's going on. All right, number 8, if you had to choose one, I told you there's a lot of, like, would you rather, have you ever, like, what is your choice? Yeah. If you had to choose one, would you rather always wear earmuffs or nose plug? Oh, that's a terrible question. If I'm always wearing earmuffs, like, am I going to be, like, hearing impaired? Am I going to have to constantly be like, what? What? That doesn't work because I work in customer service. I'm a bartender / server, and if I have to constantly be like, what do you want to drink, they're gonna be like, bitch, I told you 3 times, like, I'm not tipping you. But at the same time, if I was wearing a nose plug, Kiki, come on, this is a terrible question. Is it fair if I just pass? I don't know if that's fair. I'm asking, like, waited for you guys to respond, even though you literally can't real time. So I'm going to pass it. Fuck it. This is my audio. I do what I want. I'm going to pass the question. Because I don't know. I don't know what. I feel like they're both terrible. I don't want to go ever without any of my senses. I was blessed with nothing. Deprived of no senses, and I'm gonna be selfish and keep it that way, so screw that question. Number 9, what time is bedtime? Well, tonight it's gonna be, I don't know, 3 a.m. I don't have a set bedtime. It's probably why I'm tired all the time. I know regular sleeping schedules help with a lot of things, but I work in the restaurant industry. Like, my schedule changes all the time. Sometimes I work till 4 a.m. Sometimes I work till 3 in the afternoon. It's really different. Sometimes I start at 9 a.m. Sometimes I don't start till 5 p.m. Which makes it hard to have a even semi-regular work schedule, because either way, it's going to get fucked up. I would say, like, on a good day, like on a normal day, quote-unquote, I would go to bed anytime between 11 and 1. Like, that seems relatively normal, appropriate, good. It seems relatively good for me. Number 10. Have you ever waxed any part of your body? I've had my eyebrows waxed, like, maybe twice when I was in high school, because that was, like, the thing to do at the time. Otherwise, no. I'd rather you don't rip my body hair out of my body. I'd rather just shave it myself or what have you. Like, but no. I can't say no. Yes, I have. Just my eyebrows. Like, once or twice. Excuse me. Ooh. That was a burp. Oh. And there was another one. And now I'm starting to get the hiccups. So hopefully that doesn't affect too much. All right. Would you, number 11, would you rather have an extra finger or a missing toe? So this may make me sound super, super superficial. Super superficial, but no. But seriously, this may actually make me sound superficial, but I would definitely rather have a missing toe. I know it might fuck up my balance. I know it might, like, eventually affect my whole, like, body in some way, because your spine is connected to your, everything's connected to your spine. And if you fuck up your spine, then you fuck up your whole body. And I probably would be really miserable in, like, 10 years from now, but I would so much rather have the extra finger. Wait, no, I would so much rather have the missing toe, because at least for me, like, I look at my hands a lot. I really dry skin, and especially where I live in the wintertime, it gets extremely dry. I put on lotion a lot. I wash my hands a lot because I work in the restaurant industry. If I had an extra finger, I don't know if I could ever, like, get over it, come to terms with it. I feel like it'd be really strange. Although, I don't know, it would actually really help me carry trays better. I don't know. Damn, now I'm way overthinking this. I'm gonna go with my original answer and just leave it at that. I'd rather have the missing toe. Moving on. Number 12. Those questions give me such anxiety. You guys don't understand. Like, I feel like no matter what I say, it's wrong, because there's somebody out there who will, like, justify either side. And then I get, like, crazy, like, I need to fucking pie chart it and, like, take data and, like, figure out what is the most appropriate answer. Ah! Okay, so number 12. Are you a bathtub or a shower person? And why is that your answer? Definitely a shower person. I mean, baths are nice. Sometimes I like to, you know, like, soak my feet, and I get sore muscles a lot, but I would so much rather take a shower. I just feel like it's cleaner. I don't understand why people want to, like, sit in their own filth. Because really, that's what you're doing. All the dirt is coming off your body. It's mixing with the water, and then you're just sitting there in it like, hey, I'm going to cook, like, stew in my own dirt. And it just kind of grosses me out. Like, if I do take baths, which I do, I'm not saying I never do, but I always shower first, and then I get in the bathtub as, like, a relaxing afterthought. So, yeah. Number 13. What feature do you like most on your face, and why? I like my face. I think it's nice. I think it's proportionate. I forget what the word is, but there's a... Never mind, I'm not even gonna go there. It's either my eyes or my lips. I hate my nose. It's huge for my face, but either my eyes or my... Probably my lips. I'd go with my lips. I feel like they're very proportionate. They're nicely sized. Something about seeing someone with either an upper or a lower lip that's like extremely noticeably thinner than the other, that I find really unattractive. Not that it would, like, deter me from being interested in that person, but it's just not, it's something I go, oh, I, not that I don't like it, it's just that I don't, not that I don't like it, it's just that I don't like it. Does that make any sense? I would say my lips, though. I've seen some, you know, quite a few, like, many old, pieces of artwork, paintings and such, where they draw lips that look like mine. Like, they're very picturesque. I really like them. I like the shape of them. I like the size of them. They're not crazy big, but they're nice. I like them. So, I'm gonna go with my lips because I said so. Number 14, would you rather French kiss a fish or step on a Lego? Oh, both shitty options. It's not fair. I guess I would totally rather, I guess I'd rather step on a Lego. I don't know, that's really painful. I hate stubbing my toe. It's the worst. But I'm thinking about French kissing a fish, and I'm just like, ew, I don't want to stick my tongue in a fish's mouth. Although, I've had dogs in the past, or like my siblings have had dogs, and I let them lick the shit out of my face, so I mean, what's the difference? I really don't know. How about you just pay me $1 million, and then I'll just do both, and then I don't have to choose. How about that? Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Number 15, can you close your eyes and raise your eyebrows? Yep, sure can. Just did it. That's a really random question. Now I'm curious, are there people out there who can't do that? Is my forehead so malleable and fucking squishy and stretchy that I can and you can't? Is there something wrong with my forehead? No, but I can. So, yes, the answer is yes. Number 16. If you could choose one trait that you would want your next significant other to have or do, what would it be and why? I think I'm going to go with they would be a good cook. Because cooking is something that I have interest in and I've had success in. Like, I would say I'm a good cook. But because I have really bad sort of like memory problems and like information retention problems, I can never remember recipes. I could like go to make pasta and read the directions on the box and like set the box of pasta on the counter, turn around, get the pot ready, and then I have to like reread the directions because I already forgot what it said. So yeah, I would love to date someone who just has an inherent ability as a cook, or maybe they even studied as a chef somewhere, because, like, who doesn't love to eat good food? Come on. Especially now, like, the older I get, the more I'm interested in just nice home-cooked meals and experimenting with flavors. I've always been, like, a kind of a curious eater. Like, I'll try pretty much anything, but yes, definitely, I would want them to be a really good cook and to be an adventurous eater so that we could try things together. Yes. All right, number 17. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like him the rest of your life? Oh god, I hate terrible. These are terrible options, Keeks. Kiki, why would you do this to me? I don't want to do either. I don't want to fight him. He'll probably kill me. Like legally, he'll knock me out and then I'll lose the fight and I'll look like a loser, obviously, but, like, he might actually just physically kill me. I guess for me, that's the reason I would say I would rather talk like him, even though he sounds like an insane person. I can't even do his, like, a replication of his voice, but it's, like, surprisingly high-pitched and screechy for someone of his size. It just doesn't fit well. You see him and then you hear him talk and you're like, what the fuck? This makes no sense. You know, to be honest with you, that could be fun. Like, I feel like I could have fun with that in my life. Versus if I fight him, I would take the chance that I would not leave the ring. And I would be dead.
So we're gonna go with Talk Like Him for the rest of your life. And maybe tomorrow I'll record an audio of me trying to talk like him, just because I feel like that'd be really funny and terrible. So I don't know. Number 18, which form of public transport do you prefer? Yes, I speak English, you guys. Like, I know how. I talk good, yeah. I live in the suburbs of a bigger city. We don't really have much public transport here besides Uber. Does that even count? It has count, right? It counts as public transport nowadays. Like, taxis, you have your bus systems, you have trains, you have subways, etc. We don't have subways in Chicago. We have trains. We have the L, which I guess technically would be our quote-unquote subway, but it's not underground. It's elevated, it's raised, whatever. Everyone I know calls it the L. It has many different lines. They're color-coded, brown, red, blue, etc., but it's all the L. I hate that. I hate that system. It's complicated if you don't do it regularly, which I don't, because I don't actually live in the city. I'm not opposed to trains. They're fine, whatever. Buses are fine, too. I really don't care. I would just say Uber because it's what I use most here where I live. It's most accessible. It's most useful for me. So, yeah. Number 19. What do you typically have for breakfast? If you don't eat breakfast, why? If you don't eat breakfast, why? Why are you judging me for not eating breakfast? I'm sorry. Well, I usually don't eat breakfast. I know it's the most important meal of the day. It helps your digestion. It helps your metabolism, etc. But when I wake up in the morning, like, that's the last thing I think about is I need to eat something. Unless I'm hungover. If I wake up hungover, like, I only ever want to eat something. Like, I want, like, a giant bowl of waffles or whatever it may be. Lately I've been trying to get better about it. At least eat something in the morning. Usually just, like, yogurt. Yogurt with granola and or fruit. Like, berries, apple, maybe a pear or something. And then, occasionally if I'm in the mood, like, with my coffee, I'll have some peanut butter toast. That's pretty much it. I'm not a cereal fan. I don't know why. I used to eat cereal a lot as a kid, but not anymore. Alright, last question! You guys are finally about to be done with me. So you're welcome. I'm sorry. Thank you for getting through this, though. I really appreciate it. Number 20. Would you rather be a giant hamster or a tiny rhino? This is a really cute question for me. I think it's so cute. I don't know why. It doesn't have anything to do with... The answer's not going to be cute. Let's just get to it. But the question's cute. I'd rather be a tiny anything. I feel like if you're a giant hamster, you're not going to go unnoticed in the world. People are going to see you and be like, what is this giant hamster doing in this grocery store? Or, like, why did this giant hamster not buy 2 plane tickets on this flight? Like, why am I squished up against this window seat with this giant all kinds of things. If you're a larger person, which I am, I'm a fuller figured woman. I'm only 5'6", so nothing crazy tall, but, like, I have hips and ass and thighs and all that. If you're, like, a bigger person, I'm gonna say, I'm not a giant human being. I'm not obese, but I'm bigger. Anyway, the bigger you are, the harder it is in your life. I really do think that. Yeah, and all the short people out there will go, oh, well, it's hard being short, too. Yeah, it is, because you can't reach shit. Like, you can't go on certain roller coasters. There are height limits on that. It's all bullshit. But I would personally rather be tiny than giant. I just feel like the world is more accessible that way. I can make friends with someone and be like, put me in your pocket. Take me with you. Let's go. Whereas if you're a giant, you have to find accommodations that are reasonable. And that's hard. All right. I feel like that's a really serious answer to a super fun, silly question. But, you know, it is what it is. It's how I was feeling. This is going to come in 2 separate audios. So you guys know,
Which obviously we'll listen to the first one first and this, so that was irrelevant. Anyway, just want to say thank you to whoever is actually still listening. Really appreciate it. I don't record too often anymore. I get really shy and awkward about it. So any constructive criticism, any comments, whatever you feel, please feel free. You can comment, you can direct message me, whatever floats your boat. Thanks guys so much for listening. And I hope you all had a wonderful Sunday fun day. It's technically Monday here now, so happy Monday. I hope you don't get the Monday blues. Y'all have a great week, and I'm sure I'll record something else very soon, because why not? I don't know. We'll see. Thanks, guys. Good night.